רבוי. It's a very, very heartwarming feeling to be back, especially Olam so kindly came to the airport to greet me. It was a very, very big surprise. So thank you. I thank everybody, especially Ray Matthews, who organized it. Okay, it's on paper, so we don't want to know who we really are. The kids are the mice, the Sevishal Dover, the mice, it wasn't easy making the trip. All going and coming, the hours is very, very hard. It's a trip that I had to make, because I told. But it was Mr. Eretz Yisrael and Mr. Olam, the Yeshiva, the Bachrim. Second of all, it was hard to make the trip because we're holding Chodesh Elul. We're not just Chodesh Elul, we're the second half of Elul. And this Moitzi Shabbos is Slichus already, everybody says. It's creeping up on us without our thinking about it. The Yoyim HaGodol V'Anoira. The day when everything is decided. The day when we have to realize and we have to plan already put up that the meals for the night meals will be in Yeshiva. The person has to start planning. It's the biggest day of the year. The Rosh Hashanah Yikoseibun, the Yom Sem Kippur Yikoseibun. Everybody knows the Tefillah. Chazin says it's so hard, it was so with such hearts, such a lot of times there's tears. Until we think about it in a real erlich way, Rabbi Yisrael, and realize that whatever transpired this entire year, the good things, the happy times, the gewaldike steiging and everything that transpired this year, last year Tav Shinayim Ches Rosh Hashanah, and the Ches Rosh Hashanah, the things that were sad, the things that were painful, and the things that were not to our liking, Rosh Hashanah Tav Shinayim Ches. And maybe it could have been different to us. Maybe if we would have prepared better for Tav Shinayim Ches, maybe if our tefillahs would have been with a little bit more kavana, maybe we'd be more serious on the weeks coming to Rosh Hashanah, maybe if the slichus beforehand, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a myriad of opportunities, which we have to talk about much in Shabbos before slichus for Rabbi, in Yeshiva, maybe if the slichus, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a myriad to wipe away every slichus that we say with the Kelgah, with the Hashem Hashem, Rabbi says, what a tefillah, bris krusa, says the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin, bris krusa. There's a bris krusa, no matter who you are, bris krusa. It's a covenant chorus with those words. When you say those words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it sends into outer space an unbelievable power. Hashem, Hashem, Ke'orachom V'chanu. And just maybe if last year I would have taken a little more serious instead of joking around, coming in to Motzei Shabbos Slichus, you know, burping up the meal I just ate, went for a nice shawarma. No better way to prepare for a slichus with a nice, heavy, loaded onion, burning onion with a lot of sauce, shawarma. Because, you know, it's like fireworks. Stomach goes into fireworks while you're... You just have to be careful when the guys around you, they should know what to daven. But anyway, bekitza, a nice, heavy shawarma. What could be wrong going to slichus with a shawarma? And just burping every few minutes. There's nothing better. No better kavana to have when your stomach is all over the place. But the slicha as much as Shabbos, everybody said, to get into the right mood, get into the right framework, frame of mind, and to be ehrlich, everybody said, be ernst. It's serious. Maybe, just maybe, we could have certain things that with our tefillahs, Rabbi Yisai, could have affected. But today I want to focus, Rabbi Yisai, on the name. Every yontif has a name. Every yontif has a name. We know in the Ramban, names are just not stam, like in the Goyish world. We'll call him Stan. You know, Stanley, that sounds good. Okay, beautiful. How about Bob? That sounds good also. The baby moves his head, we'll call him Bob. Head Bob. By us, names are very important. Names are not just ways to cool things. Names are the essence. And so says the Ramban. A name is the essence. And therefore, the names of each yontif are also called appropriately because they touch up the essence of the yontif. And therefore, we need a tzorach of bir of Isaac. Pesach, Hashem, Pesach, Hashem, Akin, Abote, Abu Sinim, Mitzvahim. Sukkis, the booth, Hashem, that we sat. Sukkis, Sukkah is a harvest. Hashem watched over us, protected us. Shavuos, we spoke about the name of Shavuos a little bit. The Eden of the Mishpa Me'oyim Me'har Sinai, the weeks were the preparation for Shavuos. Yom Kippur, the Yisoid is Kim Kapora. But we just spoke everything. Kol Boy Oilom, Mishnah Tezayin and Rosh Hashanah, Ba'ab Prokum. Kol Boy on this day, Aleph B'Tishrei, Kol Boy Oilom, Boy in the front of Kibnei Mara, we pass by and are judged. What is this name? It should have such an essence, such a meaning. What is the name of this great day? Rosh Hashanah. For Agav Urcha, by Zmaim Muska, at the end of the day, it's also a terrible mistake, which people make, because I don't know, someone put it out, they got mixed up with January 1st. Happy New Year! People were saying on the phone, we want to wish everybody a Happy New Year. It's not, I mean, call you concerned, that's not what the word Rosh Hashanah means, first of all. Oh, you know. Rosh Hashanah, Sameach, and a Happy New Year. Wait for the ball to drop in Times Square. It's going to be a Happy New Year. It's not a Happy New Year, it's a mercy party. It's not New Year. It's head of year. Rosh Hashanah does not mean New Year. Sorry to the disappointment of all the greeting card companies who print "Have a Happy New Year." That's very nice, but it's nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the head of the year, but it still needs beer, Rabbi Yisai. That's the name Chazal came up with. The essence of the whole entire Yisoid is the head of the year. You have to understand. Parshas Kisavoy. Parshas Kisavoy. V'hoyo Kisavoy la'or Hashem Hashem la'kem lo yislucho nachlo v'yishto v'yashafta bo v'lo kachto מראשיס כל פרי או אדמו אשר תביא מארצך אשר שם אמרנו שם לכם ושמתו בתנא מועחת למקום אשר יבחר שם לכם לשעקן שמו לשאול. The mitzvah of Bikurim, Rabbi Yisai. It's a very nice mitzvah. Interesting that, right, every parasha is shout at the time. This is the mitzvah. It's discussed in El, Kloka, and Kolor, the Rosh Hashanah, Abada. It has its Makor in the Yin of Hakoras HaToy, which is a Yisoyid, HaYisoyid, But I want to focus on another aspect of Bikurim. Bikurim seems to be a very simple mitzvah, no fanfare, very nice. The guy has a field, he inherited the field, he conquered the field, and now it's his. He goes, and the Rashi brings all the Yurim to a Sadeyu, he goes into his field, he sees the Te'ena Shebichra, he sees the Te'ena, that becomes blossomed. It's new, it's fresh, it starts to ripe, comes out. Korachal of Gemi, he ties on it a Gemi, a piece of rubber, l'simin. Lo'oimer harezu bikurim. That maisa seems nice, very nice, simple, act. But what Chazal say about this act of Oisai is lo yu'umim ki yisupa. It seems so simple, so partial, and a nice mitzvah. But says Chazal, in the beginning of Medrash Rabbah, Bereishis, Bereishis, Boro Elohim, Es HaShomayim, Yes HaOretz. Bereishis, Bishvil Reishis. So we all know, in Yeshiva we're taught, Bereishis, that's true, 100%, Bishvil Torah. The Torah world was created for Torah. That's one of the Reishis. Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael. Okay, excellent. Very beautiful. Bereishis. The world was called for Reishis. Zubikurim. Shenemar velokachta me Reishis. Kofriho Adomo. Bishleim Otoira. Hashem. The world was created for Torah. Without Torah, the world can't exist. Bishleim O Yisrael. The world can't exist without Judaism, Rabbi Yisrael, because we learned the Torah. Bereishis, v'lokachto meireishis, go priyo adomo, bishvil bikurim. The entire world was created for bikurim, for this guy. Farmer Joe. He gets up in his overalls in the morning, he sees the tainer coming out, this farmer in his overalls with a straw hat, and he sees, the figs look ripe, let me get a piece of string. He goes up, gets on a ladder, adjusts his farmer hat, cowboy hat, fixes overalls, and he ties that string around. The entire universe was created for Farmer Joe. Huh? This major world, for that this guy to just tie a string? State in Medrash Tanchuma, this week's parasha. Ayoy mazeh Hashem akim atzav chol ha'asos. The Shom HaKosu Boyu Nishtachave, Vinichro Lefnei Hashem Ol Yisayinu, Vlo Kriya Bechlau Nishtachave, Vishtachave Vachriya, Vma Tam Nishtachave, Vinichro Vinivrocho, El Et Sofa HaKodesh Baruch, listen to a Medrash Tanchuma Rabo Yisai. Sofa Moishu Rabbeinu, Beruach HaKodesh, Viro, and Beis HaMikdosh, Osi Lecharef. He saw the Beis HaMikdosh were going to be destroyed. V'abikurim Asidim Lipasek. What's going to be terrible about the structure based on Migdash? Yisrael b'ma'amodo, the Kohen Gadol, the Shmoyne b'Gadol, Lifnai v'Lifnim. No, that's not going to be the problem. You know what's going to be the problem? V'abikurim Asidim Lipasek. There's not going to be Bikurim anymore because you have to bring it up to the base of Migdash, that basket. Take up that small basket. You know, you buy it in Costco, a nice basket, and you go up with your tain or your fig. No more figs in baskets! Destruction of Beis HaMikdash, what's going to happen? No more Kayat. No, that would not work. No more. No! The fig in the basket! Farmer Joe! With his cowboy hat, walking up to the Beis HaMikdash with a little fig, one fig in a basket! That's going to be Nifsak. Listen to my son. Omad, the Hiskin, the Yisrael, she misbalin, Sholo, Ishpon, Bechol, Yoy. She chaviva, tfil, of Nehakol, Ishpon, we call Mayas, we call Akol, Yoyos. Ro, that the Bikurim are going to be Nifsak. No, it goes with the Gemara, but Koy Mayash, Tanchuma, Bikurim are going to be Nifsak. What's going to happen? Moshe Ben, we have to do something about this. Koy Hanem, the Avidosam, no. No, Bikurim are going to be Nifsak. Farmer Joe's not going to bring up his fig in the basket. We got to do something to go again, to replace it. What's going to be the substitution of the fig? Shalosh Tfilos L'chol Yom. Unbelievable. The substitution of the Bikurim is going to be, yeah, he is going to dive in every day on both sides. So we see Bikurim is not a Pasha. The Yisoid, you want to say, Rabbi Yisai? It's the Yisoid that we have to get into our noodles of us. We've got to get start to think about it as Rosh Hashanah's comes of us side, the tachlis. The yisoid, how you saw this of Rosh Hashanah of us side. What it's all about of us side. This Be'emes Rambam. The Rambam and Tzvi Pasha's boy. Lefikoch Omru Havizor B'mitzvus Kala K'bechamuro Shebekulon Shekulon Chamudis V'chavirus Me'oi Shebekol Shoh Odom Moida Ben Leilukov. When a person does a mitzvah, he's Moida Lato Hashem. The purpose of all mitzvahs is Ramban Sofer's Parashas Bo, Shinamin Belukeinu, Vinoida a love Shahu Bareinu, to make known to him that he is our creator. Vihi Kavonis Hayitzira, the whole tachlis of creation, man. Why we're doing here. Person first has to get into that, what am I doing? What did I come to this world? What was the tachlis? What's the purpose? Says Rabban Soy Pasha's boy. Every mitzvah is chaviv ma'oy. But what's the tachlis of every mitzvah? That when I do a mitzvah, I'm showing my amunah b'Hashem. V'noidei lov shubar einu. And I'm admitting to him that he created us. V'hi kavonis hayitziro. She'ein lonu tam acher, says Rabban. There is no other reason for the creation of the world. Hashem doesn't care anything going except he has no desire. That a person should know. And admit to Hashem, you created me. You're my creator. That's the whole tachlis. What's the purpose that we get together and we daven on Rosh Hashanah? We're davening and davening. What is the tachlis of all these davenings? Says the Ramban. The kavonis roim is hakol betfilois. The kavonis batek hanesiois. The schus betfilos aram shielifnei adam mokoy. That we should have a place. Yiskabsu v'yoydu lekel shaborom v'himtsiom v'yifash muzeh. That's the whole tachlis. All the davening and everything getting together, calling out the whole tachlis of Tefillah Rabbeinu is one thing. Ben Shalom, you created us. You're our creator. We're a nivra. We're a creation of yours. That is the tachlis. And we need a place to gather together. We should do Rabbi together. That Hashem created us and thank Him for that. That we were created by Him. Understand it. Realize it. Recognize it. That is the tachas of the Yitzhira. And that's the tachas that we're doing. So I think in Meila, Rabbi Yisai, it's very, very understood now, Rabbi Yisai. That the Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisai. Why is it called Rosh Hashanah? Because the Rosh is the star, the thing that is the, what we prioritize. What we give priority to, we show that this is the head. The head is the most important aver. When a person takes a shower, Mr. Bruce says he's supposed to wash your head first. This is the most important aver. This is the aver that is the one that's controlling and leading you. It's your GPS. It's the thing that is the most important aver. The Rosh is the most important. Rosh Hashanah is to give the importance, to designate, to prioritize what is the most important thing. What am I doing here? What's my tachlis? By deciding and saying today is the head of the entire year, the most important. I'm designated because this is the day that we were created. This is the day that Adam Arishon was born. This is the day that man came into the world as a creation. And by recognizing this as the Rosh Hashanah, we're be'emes, recognizing that we are a creation, which is the tachlis of the entire world. And that's why the essence of the Yom is Malchus. Because by declaring today as the Rosh Hashanah, today is the day when I'm declaring, I'm being mefarsed, that b'riyoseinu anachdu, we're your creations, Hashanah. And therefore, being your creations. We're going to moedah, we're going to thank you, we're going to recognize that. We're going to bow, we're going to daven. We're going to get together, all together in a shul, in a Beis HaKnesses, and long about the yisoidus of the Bria Malchus Zechronos B'Shoidus. That is the yisoid of B'Yisai, B'Kurim of B'Yisai. The most simplest of acts, with the most powerful acts, that when a person goes ahead, and he takes a string, and he sees the first fruit that he worked so hard, as Rashi says, after they conquered the land, after they established their presence in the land, that he plowed, he tilled the soil, and he worked so hard for a long time to finally produce fruit, that l'chayra, with his work and his accomplishments, his! This farmer spent years and days and so much work at it. And here he goes. And what does he see? He sees the first little fruit come out. And he goes and ties a string on that fruit. What is that? Maisa, the declaration. Briyaseinu anachnu. And he goes up and he brings the Beis HaMikdash and he's moida in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a long haidor, Rami Yoimin Ovid, and you gave me the land. What a declaration. Nothing greater. The tachlis of all the Briyaribis. Abilacious. Bishvil Rashis. Bishvil Bikurin, which is the tachlis of the Briyaribis. And that's why when we lost the Bikurin, we didn't have that ability of Rabbi Seder. We had to have three tefillas a day, where all the tefillas are declaring, this is so, Briyaseinu anachnu, v'noidu l'cha, moidim anachnu l'och, that you created us. And you gave us life, and we're a creation. And start to think, if I'm a creation, what am I doing with that creation? If God created me for a purpose, to be moida, to do things with my life, I start to focus and get my life into shape, get my prioritize what I'm doing with my life, to pick out and choose what I should be doing every single day of my life. In short-term goals, and long-term goals, what I should choose to do a desert day for my life. I might have to go out into the world and make a parnasa. I might have to go out to the world, and that's my tachlis, to go out and be a plumber, be a refrigerator repairman, be a lawyer, be a doctor. But that's not who I am. I'm a nivra of Hashem, and my tachlis the moida. And therefore, whenever I do in life, it has to have shaykhas to this nakuda. That in the world that I go out and I have to be in misasik in this world, I go one. But in that isaskus, in that working and getting involved in the oilam hazeh, which is not the tafkid, I have to come out shakobar chvayda. That everything is created for your purpose and to give the choydo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the tachlis of the human creation. And that could be the posh taich where we go ahead and one person gets married, but it's by a chasana. The first bracha is yoitze, we speak hashav kol baruch voida, because we're oisik now in bringing more people to the world. The tachlis of marriage is to bring me yoitze other. First of all, he's created anew. A man and a woman, now they meet, they're created as new, yoitze other. But also it's going to lead to further generations, further creations. That's the declaration we make. And this is the tachlis of B'Yisai, but we have to get to in Rosh Hashanah. We have to understand that the reason why we're designated as Rosh Hashanah to declare B'Yisai, that we are your creations of B'Yisai. To understand that we're a Nivra, we're a creation. Once we understand this, so now we can understand that's Zichronos and Shofros. It's all one ha'evel. Once you understand, which is Malchus, as the Melech, and as the creation, and we're created, we're Zavodov, Eimelch, B'loyam, that's the Yisoid of Rosh Hashanah. So now Zichronos, what was I created for? Schar v'oynish. Zichronos is Schar v'oynish, that if I do good, I'm going to get Schar, for Hashem wanted me to be Simatzliah. And Chas v'Shom gave oynish, that I should be afraid not to do something wrong. Okay, so now I know the Tachlit. I'm a creation, with a creation that Hashem wants to do good, and give us good. How do I do it? Shofros, Matan Torah. The Torah is the guidebook. The Torah is the instruction booklet. So Malchus is first this declaration. Today prioritize. Who am I? What am I? Prioritize this the head of the year, because today Hashem is the Melech and I'm His creation. If I'm a creation, I have a tachlis. Anything that's created has a tachlis. Why it's created? What's my kriya, my tachlis? Hashem wanted to give us reward if we do right. Oh, tzchar v'oynish, that's zichroinus. How do I do? Okay, I'm ready to do right. I'm ready to accomplish what I was created for. Okay, how do I do it? Shoifrois, Matan Torah, the Torah is in the guidebook. It's going to be the guidebook on how to live a successful, happy, and a life that is dedicated to this tachlis that b'yoseinu anachdu, we are your creations. So the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, who called in other terms the Melech, the king and the creator of this world, is the tachlis. That's the tachlis. And therefore this day, when that is the tachlis of the day, is the Rosh Hashanah. It is the day that we prioritize the most important day, the head of the entire year. This has to give the direction for the whole year. Now we have to establish deep inside us that b'yoseinu anachnu, we are your creation. And therefore whatever we talk about on this day of life and death and what's going to be with this and that, it's only because we realize that He's the creator, He's in charge. And the more that I realize that, the more that I focus on that, the more that my mindset is in that way, I'm accomplishing the tachlis of Rosh Hashanah. And I can be zeuche. The good Gemara says, the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah Tezayin. Kol Shana Asher Rosh Betchilasa. Gemara Tazah Pashit. Meirei Shashana Ve'arach Shashana. That Hashem looks at Eini Hashem Lekech Abba Meirei Shepaz Eikev. Eini Hashem Lekech Abba Meirei Shashana Ve'arach Shashana. Hashem is the Meirei Shashana Meirei Shashana Ve'arach Shashana. Says the Gemara, Gemara Darshan, Kol Shana Asher Rosh Betchilasa Ve'shashash B'shoy. If a person's rush with chilasa, so Rashi, he makes himself like an oni hamavakish for Pesach. To realize that in Rosh Hashanah, I come in, I have nothing. I thought I had something. What are you talking about? Usually a person comes to Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I have two cars. I have a nice wardrobe going to my closet. Mamish, 400 Brooks Brothers shirts. I have 17 suits. This year, I didn't count a new suit. Ferragamo suit. I wanted to get the Ferragamo this year, besides my other suits. And I have this year, they come with a new car. I have the Porsche. I have the Lamborghini. I have the Rolls Royce. I have it. I want the new car. I want that new car that drives me, picks you up to the thing, and it comes and fetches you. I don't have to even have someone drive me anymore. I want that new car. I have the other cars. That will give to the dog. My dog needs to drive also. They're coming out driver's license for dogs now. My dog needs to drive. We'll give him the Rolls Royce, maybe the Lamborghini. I want the new car with that and this and that. But I have everything else. It says Chazal, no, that's not how we stop on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a different world, but it's a new day, a new year. And this year, I need Tafkin. And this year, I have to come in. As we are your creations. What is our Tafkin this year, Rabbi Yisrael? And what we had till now is a new cheshbon. The president walks into Rosh Hashanah with that, he understands what Rosh Hashanah is all about. The president is the creator, and he's going to decide what we should have, what we shouldn't have. I'm a nivra, I'm only a creation of myself. That's the holy side of myself. To be machmir a person, to humble himself and realize that I am a creation. And today was the day of creation when Adam was created. Mamish is murdered, my son. And that's the title of creation, to realize that. So when Rosh Hashanah in a shul, davening tefillos, with that recognition, my son, the tachlis of the bria of Adam, which should be zeicha. When a person comes in, just yitzizah, my son. We'll go through the tefillos, let's get through these Rosh Hashanah quickly. Let's just go through the motions, my son. It ain't going to work, my son. You have to declare with a proclamation, b'yoseinu anachnu, this is the Rosh Hashanah, this is the beginning of the year, this is the tachlis of the year. This is the tachlis of us. This is the yisod of bikurim. That without bikurim, we need three tefillos a day. Whatever emes that tefillos, all every tefillah is. What do we davening? Shmona Esrei, but it's all about. We have nothing. It's all you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'yoseinu anachnu. That's the tachlis of us. This is what a person has to start getting in mind of us. They're preparing themselves. It's not going to work. You walk into Rosh Hashanah, you know, say, right before Musa, picking out the cake from the kid with your teeth. That was good chocolate cake. Getting ready for the shofar and picking out the chocolate cake from your teeth. It's not going to work. When a person walks into Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't work on this thing to realize that we are Nivroim. We're creating. We're creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not going to work if a person doesn't get his focus, get his mindset on this Yisoyd Rabbi Yisrael. And if a person walks in, a person could be an Amdi Rosh Hashanah, I'm your creation, what do you want from me? I'm here, I'm ready, I'm able, I'm willing, I want to do. I'm ready to revive myself, whatever I want to do, Rabbi Yisrael. I want to prioritize this year. I want to be my tafka to be, that I want your Ratzon. I want what you want. Which I'm a creation, that's all I am. People think because of all what they get with it, oh, I'm in charge. And Hashem shows them very quickly, very quickly. They thought they had, who knows what, the millions. Over the weekend, it's gone. One bad thing in the stock market is all gone. He thought he had his health. Strong man, I work at the gym. I'm subscribed to the gym 20 years. I just went to the doctor. He never saw such a healthy specimen like me. Never saw in his lifetime. My heart is ticking like an engine from a Ferrari. What are you saying? My lungs, clear as a bill. I never smoked nothing in my life. Clean bill. My blood test, they never saw. Perfect. Didn't see anything in the blood. 2 weeks later, he's lying in a bed, Shem Yirachim, sick like a dog. Doctor comes out, you have a few weeks to live. What do you mean, Doc? It was you. You told me I'm the healthiest specimen you ever saw in your entire life. I never saw the healthiest specimen. That heart was perfect, like it was born yesterday. Shor ben yoimen karen shor. Mamish, the healthiest specimen. He's lying on his deathbed. Hashem said, this year, sorry, you might have been healthy, but this year, no bill of health. Why? Because you came in to Rosh Hashanah, your shirt was very tight. Your shoulder bulging. You know, you were going like this and doing the tears. you were mommy showing people were looking at you, staring at your arms, they were sticking out of your suit. You did Hagbah, Rosh Hashanah, and your suit split. Those muscles were so powerful. And you were so proud of that. He said, "Guys, mom, wow, did you see that guy do Hagbah? 75 parashas he opened up. Unbelievable. Look at those bulging muscles." And he's most so proud. He said, "Wow, am I a healthy specimen?" 2 days later, "Bring me some water. I can't drink." What happened? Bershom said, "This year is not going to be." "What do you mean? But I work out in the gym." "Doesn't make a difference. The Bershom's in charge. We are your witness. You didn't create. The Bereshit's the creator. And he decides." And the more a person understands that, the more a person comes into Rosh Hashanah, Kirosh, Zakrash Ka'ani, Ha'omi Ba'pesa, and he understands that's his. It's his. He's the creator. It's his Bikurim. It's his figs. I tilled the soil. I plowed. I did everything. I was there every morning, 5 a.m., up at the crack of dawn with the rooster. And I was tilling the soil, working so hard, I worked it out so perfect. Every fig is going to come out, mamish, tasting like sweet as butter. This is my work." And he goes out and he thinks, the next year, nothing, no produce. He goes over and he shows, he ties a little ribbon around it. First fruit is the most, what pride a person has when he sees that after all the work. He says, no, 1 second over here. Tie the yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Tie that ribbon around the fruit and show. Briyoseinu anachto. You're Briyos Hashem. It's your world. It's your world. You're in charge. I'm just working here. Tell me what to do, Briyoseinu. Tell me my job for this year. That's how you walk into Rosh Hashanah. It's Hashem. It's Seifa. Because that's the pachas of everything. It's Be'ez Hashem. We should understand this. Soid Mamish, work on it, everybody. We have a few weeks, and we have like the Mishnah Chumash says. Every tefillah is about that. We talk about Hashem, everything we need. Refa'einu, Baruch Haleinu, everything we talk about every day, everybody. But that's all the preparation, everybody. We talk about the slichos, how we feel bad what we did. We did the wrong things. We created for a tafkid to be Briyoseinu, and we went and did our own things. We went and decided that we want to decide what we should do with our lives. We got so attracted and disinformed and mixed up from this world around us, Rabbi Yisrael. So you see guys on the plane, Rabbi Yisrael, it hurts me so much. I'm not saying, like guys would be, and you see them on the plane, what are they doing with their time on the plane, Rabbi Yisrael? The guy next to you is sitting there watching movies the whole plane of us. I'm not saying he has to learn Ksoi Sakhoi, so I'd say, but listen to a shiur. What is he watching a movie? What are you sitting there watching hours and hours of movies with us? What does he need? What does he get from it? I'm saying, once a guy needs a break, okay, we can talk about what prioritize. What's your task? What are you doing here? The book I just got brought back from Aaron Leib Steiner, the CEO of Aaron Leib, his life, he came to his house, people came to his house, the biggest, you know, they had to come to his house because first of all, the politics, so they came, who's the leader now of the Chayri Oilom, so he called Aaron Leib Steiner. Oh, so all these big politicians want to go to his house to see the leader of the Chayri house, must be lives in some castle somewhere. And there they come to his house of five Chazon Ish, Rabbi Yisrael. You ever been to that house, Rabbi Yisrael? He ain't got no phone, Rabbi Yisrael. He didn't have a phone, huh? You mean Rabbi had cell phone? Kosher. He didn't have a social cell phone. Apparently, he didn't have an 053 number. He didn't have an 053 number. No regular house phone, Rabbi Yisrael. He had to make a call. We gotta call somebody. We gotta call the electric company. You knock next door. Obviously, they gave them a sure, so they were happy to comply. No phone numbers. He walked into his house. These people couldn't believe it. This is the head. This house is unbelievable. The walls were peeling off. The walls were peeling off, and it's not that he didn't have it. I just read the once came to the house. It was so bad. He said, I'm going to send a construction guy down to, you know, make this house into something. I says, no, I don't need it. It's a dwelling place. It's a prosper. It's a hallway, but I say, you don't make such a big thing about the hallway. This is prioritized real, as we are saying, and we have a tafkid, but I say, tafkid, you have a nice home. No one's saying not, but I say, but not stuck like wrapped up in the home. The people are spending 2 weeks deciding which wallpaper they should use for the toilet. Maybe he's planning to spend a lot of time in there. But the Maisa, 2 weeks to decide which wallpaper for the toilet, Maisa. Sitting there with different colors and shades. It's not perfectly beige. I want a perfect beige! For what? You're sitting there for a few minutes. Get out! But what about, you know, we want to decorate the toilet seat. Nice colored toilet seat. When you're sitting there, you feel good. Why not? To decorate the core toilet seat, it should be red, white, and blue. I'm patriot. But it's like hours and days of this time. The shtuyas. We're not saying a person can't have a nice thing. Chas v'shalom, you're allowed to have nice. That would have been labor, was more appreciative. Let's prioritize. Let's realize that we're a creation. And we have a purpose. And we will start to understand that by saying, a lot of the things that we're busy with would just fall to the wayside. We wouldn't be so busy with shtuyas and shtuyas. My heart goes out to a man, older man. He's sitting there with a beard and that, sitting there watching movies. Get a life. It's all fake, this stuff. How long can you... Listen, a guy can't. He has headaches. Okay, so put on a shia, listen to something. 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours on a plane, just watching, you're watching. Shtuyas, the more shtuyas, that doesn't give you any tachas, it messes up your brain, it makes you live a dream life. Then he walks up the plane, he takes a jump, he thinks he's Superman, breaks a leg, just saw a great movie, jumps off the plane. They lock him up in a mental institution. Well, he got an impression in his brain. He thought he could do it. He ripped off his thing in his underwear. Well, he got a mark. He wrote a big S on it. He fell on his head, broke his nose. He thought he was Superman. What could he do? He watched Superman movies now. He believed he was Superman. He puts things in the mind that so stupid. His mom is so happy. But you're saying to now, bro, we're your creation. What do you want from a girl, bro? What should we do? How can we make you proud? That's what you're on a martyr, boys. That's the sort of mitzvah bikurim, that's the sort of all the mitzvah, boys. Bikurim speaks it out so clearly. But you're saying what happened. Should be zirchur, boys. The Rosh Hashanah is coming. Should be not a happy new year, but a happy end of year. But this year should be a Rosh that we should all get and work on prioritizing of what is our task, what are we doing here, that where's servants, where's creations. The Kodesh Baruch Hu bless us. It's a sheresh v'soifah. She's a chutzur gebench to your.